Hi, I've been in Jordan Valley for a few days. I had the opportunity to visit the Mount of Temptation where Jesus was tempted at the start of his ministry. The monastery built there overlooks lush Jericho and the desert. The west of the Jordan Valley is known by many locals as the breadbasket of Palestine, producing figs that are now coming into season and many, many other fruits. It was good to visit with Firis Daragme, the head of Ibzik Basic Coeducational School. The school has 37 children aged 6 to 11 years from the local village Ibzik. This, along with 16 other schools, is a challenge school for Palestinian children because it's on occupied land. Israeli settlers say that the school is built on a religious site where a prophet is buried, or that it's on a nature reserve, and that it's on a military firing zone, and therefore it should not be there. Consequently, any new structures at the school, other than the very old core building, have demolition orders on them. For example, the playground, the toilets, the garden, the solar panels. The head, teachers and children live with the possibility of bulldozers arriving at any time to destroy these parts of the school. Israeli settlers frequently come to the school at all times of day and night. In 2021, they surrounded the school while the head stood outside, with the children and teachers locked inside. He was seeking to protect them and assured them that they would come to no harm. The head has received many threats of arrest and personal attacks on him. The children are often afraid, anxious, and sad. The head says, "I could find another teaching post, yet I feel responsible for the school and the children of the village." Only when the occupation of the Palestinian territories ends will children be free to go to school without fear of intimidation or attack. Please pray for the children of this school and all those children afraid to go to school because they do not feel safe from attack. And also please continue to pray for me as I continue to serve here.